In 2008, the online crowdfunding platform Indiegogo created a new way for entrepreneurs, artists, and charities to raise funds for their passion projects. Anyone can go online and give money to support the ventures they believe in.
Bessie will be a friendly little sausage and beer parlor in the heart of Vancouver's Chinatown.
My name is Lorenzo, and I've invented a fun way to eradicate flies and other pesky insects.
The first ever smartphone-controlled paper airplane.
In 2009, Kickstarter got into the game, and today new ventures get launched every day thanks to the significant capital raised through these crowdfunding platforms.
When you fund a project on Indiegogo, you're getting what we call a perk. So for example, if someone's raising $5,000 or $10,000 to open up a new restaurant, they can actually offer a meal or the opportunity to go to the opening night party when the restaurant opens.
But what if instead of free DVDs and tongue scrapers for your pet?
Dog bad breath is one of the major concerns of dog owners.
New companies could offer their funders an equity stake in the business itself.
Hi, I'm Simon Griffiths, co-founder of Who Gives a Crap.
So if that bug-killing salt gun lands its manufacturer in the Fortune 500, or that environmentally sound toilet paper starts flying off the shelves, those who backed it would see some money.
I'm sitting down for what I believe in, and I'm not getting up until I've got some toilet paper.
Security regulations dating back to the 1930s have made it difficult for companies to trade equity for cash.
It's illegal for you to go online and fund your cousin's restaurant in exchange for equity.
But 2 years ago, President Obama signed the U.S. Jobs Act, which is supposed to open venture capital markets to the masses.
For the first time, ordinary Americans will be able to go online and invest in entrepreneurs that they believe in.
Ringelmann says it's all about allowing regular people to make investments based on their direct knowledge of specific industries.
There's a whole world of people that know what they know, and they don't have the ability to invest in what they know. So maybe if you know how to build engines, why shouldn't you have the ability to invest in the next cool type of oil that makes engines more efficient? Equity crowdfunding is going to give Main Street investors the same opportunities that Wall Street has had forever.
But will Washington actually allow this new approach to work? It took a full year and a half after the passage of the U.S. Jobs Act for the Securities and Exchange Commission to release a 585-page document laying out how it will regulate equity crowdfunding. Among other things, companies that want to raise money on platforms like Indiegogo will have to produce financial statements, provide a narrative discussion of financial results, and file annual reports with the SEC. Compliance costs could chase away lots of promising ventures. And in a world of open information, why do we need the SEC getting in the way in the first place?
Finance will fundamentally be different going forward because the internet is making things transparent. I think if the SEC can just stay open and allow the platforms to experiment, I think we'll get there.